You're not just telling us what we want to hear.
No, sir, no way.
Because we just want to hear the truth.
Well, then I guess I am telling you what you want to hear.
Boy, didn't we just tell you not to do that?
Yes, sir.
Okay, then.
Well, okay then. Welcome to Career Chat, everyone. I'm Craig Michael Patrick, and I'll be your career Sherpa for this episode. The topic we're exploring is networking, and we have a ton of great content for you, a bunch of very cool stories to share, so let's get cracking. Mark Lacker is an assistant professor at Miami University, teaching entrepreneurial marketing at the Farmer School of Business. I asked Mark for his take on networking.
You know, networking is really the art of building alliances. It's not getting or selling or convincing or schmoozing. It's really about forming mutually beneficial relationships over time. And every student's been through it. I mean, think back to freshman year. You were in your dorm. You met many people. Some of those you developed from casual friend into good friend, the kind of friend that you would do anything for and they would do anything for you. But the difference we're talking about today is networking with people who are in business while you're a student. The butterflies are similar to freshman year, but the process isn't so different. It involves learning how to communicate in the appropriate tone, with the appropriate expectations, in acceptable ways. So it's mostly taking something you already have been through and learning how to apply it in a different setting.
Thank you, Mark. That's an excellent way to get us started off. But this led to the question, what are the benefits of networking? How is this going to help a student as he or she searches for that career they've been studying for?
There are many benefits to the students. Some are tactical, some are longer term, and some are personal. From a tactical perspective, networking will immediately help you with your job search as you can receive great advice about your resume, types of available jobs and what they're really like, how to interview well for a specific job or within a specific company. Other tactical benefits include having people who can guide you with or advise you on class projects. Outside real-world feedback can go a long way to improving your work and your grade. From a longer-term standpoint, it's hard to think about what life will be like 2 or 3 or 4 years after college, but it's very normal to find yourself in a job that you took out of college and realize it might not be the right fit for you. Having a personal network at that point is a lot like having a built-in safety net, because those are people who can connect you to other business people and assist you in your career transition or your career ladder issues. And from a personal standpoint, one of the great benefits of networking is that a student gains confidence in themselves and their capabilities just by talking to people who can help them. That confidence, that personal affirmation, is transferable to every other aspect of their lives.
Lauren Clark is a Miami U student majoring in marketing. Now, Lauren has engaged in a number of campus organizations, including the Women's Golf Club. She served as VP of Chapter Relations and Standards for Alpha Chi Omega. She was also a mentor in the Adopt-a-School program, so Lauren's been engaged with her surroundings. She tells us a little bit about reaching out, staying in touch, and standing out.
Well, I think that I've tried to make a lot of professional connections, but the ones that I'm able to maintain are the ones that I care the most about. So meaning the internship that I care the most about, or the person that I enjoyed the conversation with that helped me the most. So how I've been able to maintain relationships is, for example, there was a firm that I'm interested in having an internship at, and I got an email over their company listserv that they just recently got voted on by the Wall Street Journal as one of the top 25 small agencies to work for. So instead of sending an email, I wrote a note to them and said, I saw this great article written up in the Wall Street Journal. It seems like that you guys are doing great things at your firm, and it seems like a wonderful place to work at. Hope to keep in touch. I'll be in contact with you later in the year regarding summer internships. And I think that sending an email, just updating them, hey, I just recently got this scholarship or this award, is a good way for you to keep in contact with them. If you ever have a question, you can ask them and send them an email or give them a phone call. Or if you're at home one weekend, say, oh, I'm going to be in town. Would you like to get lunch or grab coffee? Is another way. I definitely think that the more unique you are by, you know, getting lunch with them instead of sending an email, or the more personal you are, the better, because then you're just going to stick out in their mind even more. And even by sending that handwritten note about something that's not really related to your career objectives or your internship process, will, I think, even stand out more. So maybe.
Thanks, Lauren. So, personalize your communications, stay in touch over time, let them know what you're working on, and take the time to write handwritten notes. Great tips to stick out when networking.
Look, I want to be honest with you. I really need a job, and I will take any position as long as it doesn't involve having for money or bear traps. Those are my two bugaboos.
Garrett DiTavio is a marketing major enrolled in the Farmer School of Business. In 2008, he was a branding intern at L'Oreal USA. He's affiliated with Pi Sigma Epsilon and has won numerous awards within the fraternity for marketing and sales. Garrett shares with us one of the crucial points of contact when networking.
A really easy way to improve your network is just with people who speak in your classes. At Miami, so many times, especially in the business class, I feel like they're are people brought in that are very high up in different companies, and they talk to you and they might talk about a case study or just about their experiences. And 99% of the people leave after class. But if you're interested in what they do, you should definitely stop afterwards and talk to them. And actually last week I stopped afterwards. We had a gentleman who was in the personal care and beauty field, which is the field that I'm going into. And it was a man. And so in that field, there's a lot of women. So after he talked to our class, I went up to him and I said, you know, I think we have something in common. I'm going to be going into beauty next year. And I'm really curious just how you have been successful as a guy in that field. And he said, oh, yeah, we can talk about that. And that's all he said. And then I said, can I have your business card? I want to contact you. So I did get his business card. So I don't know if he was going to just promise me this and not follow through. But I got his business card. I emailed him. And after a couple of failed attempts of scheduling a conversation, we finally got one together. He gave me a lot of great advice. But one of the things that he told me was, you really have to be nice to everyone that you come in contact with. The world's so small, you know, secretaries are really huge in that. You have to treat them with respect, because they're going to be the ones making the decision. You know, are you going to get on the calendar? Are you not going to get on the calendar? Are they going to put you through? You know, they're the first line of defense for a lot of these executives. And if you get on their good side, you're going to get so much further, in your networking attempts or just in your information seeking. So he told me that, and he was like, to be completely honest with you, she makes a lot of decisions for me regarding personnel, or sometimes I'll just come to her with a question. And even though on her desk, it says she's a secretary, she's much more than that. So I found out that's someone that you definitely have to respect a lot. And afterwards, after the conversation, I sent both of them an email saying thank you, but I wanted to send one to her, especially after getting this advice from her boss. And I just said, you know, Ashley, thank you so much for putting this together. I know there were a couple of scheduling conflicts, and I really appreciated you going out of your way to make it happen. So thank you very much. And within 20 minutes, I got a response from her saying, you're absolutely welcome. It was so nice of you to write a thank you note. If you ever need anything from my boss, please let me know, and I'll make sure that you guys get in contact. And good luck with your career. So I think probably she hasn't gotten a lot of thank you notes before, but it gave me the idea that you can really be different. You can really separate yourself from the pack by doing something like that, and just building a network with people who, from the outside, maybe you don't think, you know, on a chart of the business's hierarchy, that they might not be that important, but they actually are.
So Garrett recognized the importance of giving an administrative assistant due respect. But then, when meeting Garrett, you can tell he kind of thinks outside the box anyway. He went on to tell me a really cool story about a Miami alum contact that he had made and how he connected with him.
One alumni talked to me about Bruno's, how he used to get Bruno's at night uptown. And I talked to him about it, and he thought it was funny just that people still scoffed at the idea of that establishment uptown. But I actually took a picture of it and emailed it to him because he hadn't seen it or whatever. He was just curious about what it looked like so many years down the road. And so I took a picture of it, sent him an email, just said, you know, it was great to talk to you. Thank you very much. Here's a picture of Bruno's in case you were curious. And I think he was really impressed that I just thought of that. And I kind of went out of my way, obviously, to take a picture of a restaurant. It looked weird on the street. I think he just, it really was different. It was a different sort of thank you note. And so I think that that made me stand out a little bit more in his mind, just because I thought a little bit outside the box.
This brought up the question of alumni and the role they can play in the networking equation. I returned to Mark and asked him for his thoughts.
College is one of the times in your life where you're surrounded by people who want you to succeed and are willing to help you do so. Students who have networked have been astounded at the willingness of Miami alums to give them advice, to give them direction, and to give them connection.
Young Rob Bartow is a marketing major at Miami U. He's affiliated with Pi Sigma Epsilon and has served as the president of Heritage Commons Community Council, as well as various committees in student government. Rob told me an amazing story I simply had to share with you.
So my mom gives me a call, and she says, I just ran into the Cleveland Plain Dealer that there's this event being held in a couple weeks in Cleveland for entrepreneurs. And I know you're an entrepreneurship student. You might be interested in it. And I said, well, I can't get the Cleveland Plain Dealer down here. She goes, oh, well, it's on Cleveland.com. Just check it out on Cleveland.com. And I read about it and said, this is for entrepreneurs who have about sales in $1 to $5 million looking to expand their business. And I said, well, I really don't know if this is for me. I don't know what to do. And then there was contact information for a man whose name is Joel Goldstein, who's been incredible this entire process. And he was the EO president at the time, which is Entrepreneurship Organization. And I sent him an email saying, using a template that I got, saying, hey, my name is Rob Bartow. I'm a student at Miami University. I'm an entrepreneurship student. I'm looking to reaffirm what I've learned in my classes, you know, with this event. I know it says it's for entrepreneurs who have $1 to $5 million in sales, but I really feel like it'd be beneficial for me if I can go to it. And I got a response back that night, not from Joel, but from Dave Laser, who sent me an email saying, we are very impressed by your initiative to do this. I'd actually like to offer you an internship this summer if you're still available. And I was just shocked. I said, I don't even know this guy. He doesn't know me. You know, how is he offering me this internship? I emailed back and said, you know, I've been interviewing a few places, but I would love to meet with you, talk to you about what your company does. And he said, that's great. We're talking the day after the EO event. And I said, oh, I guess that means I'm allowed to go. I'm allowed to go. And then that next morning, I had an email back from Joel saying, you know, we're so impressed by you sending out this email, taking a chance that we're going to waive the $100 to $200 fee to come to this conference in Cleveland. And we would love to have you as our guest. I was excited. I'm like, oh, but the only problem is it was on a Thursday. And of course, I had class, and I had class on Friday. And I'm like, am I really going to be able to go? I asked all my professors. They said, it's your choice. You know, if you feel like it's a great need for you, then go. And I remember asking one of my professors in class, can I go to this event? And he said, why would you go to an event to learn about entrepreneurship when you can be sitting here in my class that day, which you paid for, to learn about entrepreneurship? And at the time I said, it's an outside experience where I can just reaffirm everything I knew. Maybe have a chance to meet a few people. And I will not remember, probably 5 years down the line, anything I learned in that conference. But I can tell you that I'm going to remember the experience I had and the people that I met because of it. So then there I was a couple weeks later in this conference. I went. I had to drive all the way up to Cleveland, which is a nice four-hour drive. And it was a blizzard that day, so it was not fun either. And I get there, and they had a continental breakfast beforehand. And I'm standing around. I'm a little intimidated by this because, you know, there's probably 100 people in the room, you know, all in their little groups talking to each other. And I'm like, oh, I'm just a student. You know, they're not going to want to talk to me. And I talk to some people and they're like, oh, what company are you with? And I'm like, I'm a student at my university. I'm just here to, you know, talk to people and really learn stuff. And they go, oh. And that was the response I got. And then you sort of feel like a fish out of water. And it really, really made me feel, have no confidence. Like, why did I even do this? Why am I here? What's going on? I kept on trying, got the same response over and over and over again. And then I talked to a man, Dan Moore. He was talking to me. He goes, oh, you know, why are you here? And I said, I'm a student at Miami University. And just gave the whole little spiel all over again. He goes, that's incredible that you're taking the opportunity to learn everything you can at this young age. He said, that is the key, really, in all of it. And little did I know at that time that he was one of the panelists speaking at the conference. So there we are. We're in the conference, and I'm sitting there. And Joel, the president, you know, announced the panelist. He goes, oh, Dan Moore. I'm like, Dan Moore? I think I talked to that guy in my head. And he goes, I'm like, oh, yeah. Then Joel did something that really helped my confidence. He announced the crowd. He said, and there's one more person besides the panelists, the guests today that I'd like to introduce, and his name is Rob Bartow. And he's a student at Miami University, and he is going to be a successful entrepreneur one day because he's taken initiative today to learn about things. And it was incredible, the response I got after that. It seemed like no longer I was the fish out of the water, but everyone wanted to talk to me. I was no longer going to people. There were it was almost like a giant mass around me during breaks. It was kind of funny, and it was incredible. And then Dan Moore in his panel and many after him started saying, the real successful, the real smart person here today is young Rob Bartow, because there he is, and he's taken the chance, taken the opportunity at a young age to learn. And it was just such a confidence booster. And I was there talking to everyone. And they're like, oh, here's my business card. Contact me if you need anything. Here's this. Here's that. If you need anything, you know, my daughter's looking in Miami. How, you know, what's Miami like? And they're there just there talking, trying to find out from me. They wanted my take from it. And I can't explain the experience I got that day. Like I said, I'm not going to remember anything that was said in that conference, but I'm going to remember the reaction I got from those people, the people I met, and how to meet those people. And the biggest thing I learned from that conference is it's about confidence. And you might fail 99 times, but if you give up at not to try 99, you're never going to get to that one person. You're never going to get to Dan Moore.
In any event, we're out of time. So if you have any questions or concerns, you can visit the website by Googling Miami Career Chat. Be sure to check out the show notes. They include networking tips, resources, the email template young Rob mentioned in the show, all the good stuff you'll need to take care of those pesky butterflies Mark mentioned. Now let's wrap this thing up with some excellent advice from Lauren.
I would say the best piece of advice was, people get worried about your first job and that the dollar amount and the salary, and they're like, oh, well, I've got 3 job offers. I really love this one, but this one's going to pay me so much more money, so I'm going to go with the job offer that gives me the most money. And one person, a Miami alum who I talked to, he said, you need to figure out what you want to do. And people get too caught up with the dollar figure of the salary, and you need to take a job where you're going to go into a company and an organization that someone cares about you and is going to mentor you through your like first couple years of your job. And that's more important than taking necessarily a job that pays you more money. And you need to find someone that a mentor that you're going to connect with, and that's going to help you guide you through your career.
Career Chat is brought to you by Miami University's Office of Career Services.